Hey y'all, it's your girl Maria, the spiritual homegirl. I have a lot to talk about today, so strap in. We're going to talk a little longer than usual today. But before we get started, y'all know I can't do any podcast episode without thanking you all for listening. So thank you for listening, boo friends. Out of the tens and thousands of podcasts out there in podcast land, since 2016, you've lent me your ears for the last 500 plus episodes, and I really appreciate that. So the three things I want to talk about today is I want to talk about my birthday, what I'm requesting for everybody for my birthday. Yes, I'm asking because I'm very intentional and very strong-willed about being vocal about what I want. That, I also want to talk about the Make Peace with the Day segment, about some recent losses that we've had in our community, on and off app. And I also want to talk about another lesson that I learned from the Animal Conservatory. So with that being said, my birthday was Saturday. All I want for my birthday is support. Support is my love language. That is the only love language I have when it comes to spiritual homegirl. And that looks like different things. I will give you an example. If you have ever subscribed to the podcast, left a review for the podcast, signed up for my email list, clicked the links in my email list in terms of opening the emails and clicking them, if you ever completed the podcast listener surveys that I've done, if you ever shared a story or anything on your story on Instagram or Facebook or reposted something on TikTok, if you ever left a comment on a post of mine on social media, if you ever made a post on your own feed and disrupted the aesthetic of your own feed to show me some love, if you've ever supported with your dollars when I was selling things, and I'll be relaunching my store very soon because I'm in a different space of spiritual homegirl to where there's a lot of different competencies that we have now, and that's worth being showcased. If you've ever done any of that type of stuff, I appreciate you. That is support to me. If you have not done that, I am asking for you kindly and lovingly for that support. I'm an independent brand. I'm not tied to corporations. So I could use all the support that I could get to not only get me aligned with the folks that I need to be aligned with through word of mouth, but also letting me know that I actually impact you all's lives. I hate to say it, but I'm gonna keep it a buck. As the homegirl who loves you and wants to see you win, y'all know I don't sugarcoat nothing. I'm never above what I say. I'm never above the people that I serve. And I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat anything. Lurking is out for me at this point. I don't want quiet support. I know that sounds like, oh, you should be happy that you're getting supported. Yes, but at the same time, we in year 7.5. I need to know who rocks with me and who doesn't. Slick. I need to know that. That's how I know I'm back in Atlanta because I done said slick. Oh, Lord. We're going to try to put the slang to a minimum today. But I need to know who rock with me and who don't. I need loud support. We're almost 8 years in. I need loud support. Please and thank you. If it's in you, I would love to see it. If it's not, that's cool. But I'm just letting you know, I'm asking. I'm kindly, lovingly, but directly asking y'all for loud support. Okay? And I'm probably going to talk about it a little more as we continue on the journey, because closed mouths don't get fed. And my throat chakra is active. So I want to make sure that people have a clear understanding of what I'm requesting. People are scared to ask for what they want because they might not be able to handle it. I'm ready for it and I would like it. So please and thank you. Please support your girl. Please support your girl loudly. I need to see where my folks are. Okay. That could be anywhere. Like I said earlier, if you need the list, hit the 15-second button maybe 3 times and you can get that list of how you can support your girl. So with that being said, that's the first segment I want to talk about. Today's Make Peace with the Day segment is, it's about the deaths of two people. I'm not going to go into any type of speculation or any kind of tea spilling about these two folks. They're in two different industries, but they impacted people in their own way. The first being Danielle Aoka, who was a spiritual, I don't want to say influencer, but that's what it came up. I mean, the reason why I don't want to use that is because influencer is so cliche. Enrico Wade of the Dungeon family, the legendary Dungeon family here in Atlanta, one of the architects of Atlanta rap and hip hop. It was both of their deaths happened in the same week. I think Rico Wade passed on my birthday on Saturday. So I did not want to jump on mic and just talk. For the sake of talking, I wanted to kind of just process. I mean, Danielle's death, I'm not going to go into the details. I will say, if you have not heard of Danielle Aoka, known as Danielle Johnson, also known as Mystic X Lipstick on X, I would just give a very strong trigger warning before you go looking into the details of her passing. If you have not been aware, I just will tell you, you need a trigger warning before you do that. Rico Wade, there's no news as to how he passed. However, he was a very young black male. And dying at 52, And anytime I hear about a black man passing away before the age of 60, it breaks my heart. Because life expectancy for black men are not, it's not high anymore. And it seems like it's gotten lower since the pandemic. And it really makes me sad. I really would love for the men in our community to age and live long, healthy lives and see their children get old and be able to raise their grandchildren or be able to have a life where they feel happy and feel safe. And you know, it just makes me sad when I don't see it, especially when they have children, because I know children have lost their father. And it's just, you know, it's just a lot, you know. But sending love and condolences to anybody affected by their deaths, families, supporters, anybody that might not have been as connected to them, who may have known them, may not have known them, but it's just a heavy feeling knowing that they've gone. Like, whatever, whoever was impacted by their passing aways, I really want to send love and condolences to all of y'all. The city of Atlanta, that's a loss. Atlanta had a lot of losses over the last 10 days. I've seen a lot of RIP posts of different people over the last 10 days, and it makes me very sad to see. It's just, you know, It's just, that's a lot. But when it comes to making peace with the day, again, we're not going to speculate on how these two individuals who are very impactful and influential, whether you agreed with them or not, whether you rocked with their output or not, regardless, they were impactful. Controversial or not, you know, in Danielle's case, you know, Danielle was a little controversial. Regardless of whether you agree, you know, she made a splash while she was here. You know, you don't have to always agree with something to acknowledge that something exists. That's our problem as a collective, but we can go into that later. But I just wanted to put on you all's heart, how will you maintain your mental health, your spiritual health, your emotional health, and your physical health? That's the question I have for the Make Peace with the Day segment. Making peace with the day is really checking in with yourself and being at peace with where you are. Are you at peace with your health? Are you at peace with the states of your health? Do you need to get some help with that? If the answer is yes, go get your team together and get to work. Okay? So I just wanted to put that on you all's spirit today. And then for my last point that I wanted to talk about today is, and you know what, let me go backwards. When I say build a team, a care team. And I love the fact that health is so integrative, because you can actually do whatever you want to do. It's just that we are not trained and we're not programmed to do everything. We're not trained to really see health systemic. We're trained to see health as separate facets that aren't supposed to intersect. And I think that's BS. So if you need to get a spiritual advisor, a reverend, a psychiatrist, or a psychologist, or therapist, or a primary care physician, and a specialist for the problem at hand, and your dentist, or a peer support group, or a yoga class, whatever it is, you can put all of these things together and you can address all facets of your health that way. Because everybody views health differently. Some people may view health similarly to me. When it comes to viewing your health systemically, it's looking at everything as something that can correlate to the other. There's a relation there. They all work in tandem together to keep the totality of your health, your actual, like, just the health, general health, intact. And I need to start getting my articles out here. Don't worry, we're going to bring it up. We're going to keep bringing it up, because the more I keep doing my Make Peace with the Day segments, the more I want to include that. But think about a time where you were stressed out. When I would be stressed at work, when I was eating dairy, I would always have a stash of candy in my drawer to get me through a stressful time. So mentally, I'm overloaded with work. Emotionally, I'm now stressed out. Now, I'm going to go reach for some high sugar processed food to help ease and soothe my feelings so I can finish the work day that requires mental strain or mental gymnastics to do. Because at that point, I was negotiating and doing a lot of stuff with, like, attorneys and stuff like that. So, do you just hear what I just said about how I just mentioned three aspects of our health that impact our ability to make decisions? Mental, emotional, physical now. Because I'm now putting some trash in my body. Maybe two or three pieces of trash. Because I needed to get that feeling soothed, to comfort, to get through the stress of a mentally rigorous workday. That's what I mean when I say health is systemic. Yeah, a lot of times we don't really pay attention to that. But how are you going to make peace with the day by paying attention and being more mindful of how systemic your health really is. And once you realize how systemic it is, how are you going to get people around you a village? Because y'all know I love me a village, okay? How are you going to get a health village to help you through this and stay on top of things? It could also be a personal trainer. It could also be OBGYNs. It could be a naturopath, holistic doctors. It could be anybody you want it to be. But just assemble it, okay? Get your squad together and get to work, okay? So now I'm done with the Make Peace with the Day segment. I just had to get it off my chest. And my spirit was like, I go back. You got more to say. So now I want to talk about another lesson that I learned from the Animal Conservatory. Or should I wait till tomorrow? No, I'm going to talk about it today. Let's do it. So spring is in full bloom. The flowers are out. We talked about a crucial aspect of partnership that people aren't discussing on, I think, an episode last week of the Spiritual Homegirl podcast. And as the homegirl who loves you and wants to see you win, who's never above her own advice, who's never above the people that she serves, I am telling you, let them people love you. Okay? Let them love you. I know some of y'all, this is for a specific kind of person. And the specific kind of person I'm talking to today is a person who wants something, who wants love, who wants partnership, but it's on the fence. And you're probably denying a person who is going out of their way to show you that they are who they say they are, and they've been doing so for a good while now, but you're still on the fence, not because of anything they did, but because of your own hangups. As a homegirl who loves you and wants to see you win, who wants to see you get the happily ever after that you deserve, if that is you, let them love you. Go work out your issues. Go talk to them folks, whoever that is. Peer support group, therapist, psychologist, psychiatrist, reverend, spiritual advisor, whoever it is. Go talk to them and work through them blockages before you mess around and sabotage. We're not even going to say fumble. You're going to self-sabotage something that God said to you that you asked for because you wasn't able to see clearly enough to see what that was. The beautiful thing about letting someone love you and being able to make a choice to engage with somebody in that type of way is that you have the power to walk away when you're ready. You have the power to walk away at the beginning of any red flags to avoid things escalating. You have the power to disconnect once you realize that you are not compatible or aligned. You have the power to do that. You have the power to protect yourself and be safe if it gets out of hand. So there's a lot of power that we have that we kind of forget that we have, you know? And I was inspired by the animals. Now, the bees and stuff are mating. It's mating season. And I love that. I get a reminder of how nature has its own timing and how the animals are on the right clock. The right clock, not the human clock. They're on the right clock with Mother Nature. But when I went to the Animal Conservatory, I saw the majority, honestly, all the animals. Every single animal was either in partners, like in twos, or they were in a pack, like a family. And the family is so important. Partnership is so important. And once we lock in with ourselves, like we were talking about last week, now we can actually build that village that I was just talking about. But it starts with picking a partner. Whether you are monogamous or ethically non-monogamous, it all starts with a partner for that village. And if that's you on the fence, that's kind of struggling to kind of, you know, let them people, let them love you. Go play Mario's Let Me Love You. Just play it a few times. Just sit with it. Let them love you. If they're not showing any red flags, if you know they are compatible with you and you're in alignment, allow yourself to receive. We cannot do this by ourselves. I mean, we're told that we could do lives by ourselves. And we go, you know, we always say we're born by ourselves. We die by ourselves. That's cute for cliche, but it's not practical through the actual journey between life and death. That little space between the years that you're born and you die, that's, to me, that's for interacting. That's for community. That's for village building. That's for partnership. That's for family. That's for your village, your loved ones, your friends. You know what I mean? That's not to be just storming through life by yourself. Even lone wolves will sometimes attach to a pack. Be for real. I think sometimes as humans, we really just, we make things cliche and we really live it out. That's crazy to me. Oh, I could go into that so much, but I'm not even going to do it. And please, tune out the social media crap. The social media YouTube stuff. The stuff that keeps you in conflict with folks. The stuff that keeps you reliving your traumas. Tune it out. Them people is playing with your emotions. Yes, I said them people is playing. My mama gonna be like, Maria, I taught you better grammar. And she did. So let me correct myself. Them people are playing with y'all emotions. It's still them people. I don't care. They're playing with y'all emotions for a check. I'm never above when I say y'all, but I hate to see it. I hate to see people quote YouTubers and social media folks about why they can't get into a relationship that they desire. Some stranger on the internet done found a way to inadvertently hit on the trauma you had, and now you're in your feelings about it because they keep exploiting it for views. They get paid off of your engagement. They get paid off of your supports of playing with your emotions. Don't let them social media folks who get a check off of your suffering keep you from a relationship that you really deserve. If you got some traumas you need healing, go work on them. Go heal them. We've already talked about who you can go see to do it. The last thing I would want for you to do is be a person, and I've met quite a few of them in my day. The last thing I want for you as my boo friend, as your friend, your homegirl who loves you, wants to see you win, I would hate for you to try to lie to yourself and act like you're just deserving of self-sabotage to where things happen, and rather than hold yourself accountable for how you self-sabotage it, you just make it seem like that wasn't for you. No, it was for you. You destroyed it. That's all. I don't want that for you. It's easy for folks to lie to themselves and accept this life of darkness. And when I say darkness, I mean like just hidden things and just not having what they want. It's easy for them to accept that kind of life because they feel like that's just the way things are. No, that's just the way you are. You have a lot more power in your experience than you think. You have a lot more ability to do things that you want to do and embark on experience that you want to experience than you think. It's just that you can't hold yourself accountable enough to realize that you play a part in the willful destruction of the very things that you want. Once we get through our self-sabotaging phase and once we kind of get real with ourselves and realize that we are the cause of our problems, only then can we actually work on getting solutions to the things that have made us feel this way. I love you. And like I said, I want to see you win. But I can't fool people who lie to themselves like that. I'm not saying I'm better than. I'm not saying those people are less than. I'm just saying my thing is, I'm all about making sure that people acknowledge their personal power. When I hear people lie to themselves like that, that means that they've, and again, you can agree or disagree. I could care less. But it usually means that those folks that decide to use their power to mislead themselves. That's an example of power misused. Again, if it's trauma, it's a little different. It's a little more nuanced. That has to be respected. But again, go get the help. Please. And I think as I continue on with my Make Peace Through Today segment, I will more than likely share some resources as I'm seeing in the community and things like that of some folks doing some great work. If you are needing resources. So I'm going to start sharing that as well, because I've always kind of wanted to explore different parts of, you know, the United States and see what's going on. I was able to do that. Like I said, I was out of town last week and I was able to kind of tap in with some folks. And so I have some places of folks that I want to shout out, but please go get the help. You see what's going on outside. This isn't to like fear monger or things like that, but you see what's going on outside. We cannot do this alone. You're going to need some kind of emotional support to get through this. We just came out of a pandemic that did a number on a lot of people's mental health. To go through what we're about to go through now with all of the stuff that's going on outside, all these different conflicts. It's just a lot. I just don't want people feeling like they have to go through the trauma Olympics to feel like they're strong. You don't have to do that. Trauma Olympics is corny to me. Bragging about how much trauma you've endured and haven't dealt with, that's not a badge of honor. That's concerning to me. Because it makes me wonder, like, how do you cope? And how long will you continue to cope the way you've been coping? By yourself. Human interaction is such a healthy thing when it's positive, of course. And I think I'm going to probably share more articles about how there's like chemical reactions when you're connecting to humans and things like that. Like, we need that, y'all. For those who grew up in village environments, for those who are like the millennials and maybe some of the younger Gen Zs who grew up in a neighborhood, you know, like a neighborhood where your parents knew your neighbors, you know what I mean? And everybody looked out for each other. You know, like, those are the things that we're missing these days that are very crucial. You felt loved, you felt supported, you felt looked out for. And at least in the healthy scope, you know, there's some neighbors that might have been creeps or whatever, but you know, that was a different time. And it's like, we're missing that. And now that we're going through these different things as adults, there are some folks that's really out here just moving through life with zero connection, and it's hurting them. I'm seeing these folks crying on social media saying they haven't been hugged in like a year or 6 months, or they can't talk to people. Their friends are too busy for them. Or they lost their family in the pandemic, and now they don't know how they're going to rebuild a family because they've lost so many people. It's a lot of that happening. And it makes me sad. I'm not going to lie. It's very sad to hear that folks simply just want human connection, and they can't get it for whatever reason. So again, as the homegirl who loves you, please build. Go build with somebody. You ain't got to build a house in one day. It's going to take time. But get your foundation right. Take your time and build. And just connect, y'all. The caveat to that, because y'all know there's a caveat. Sometimes you may want to connect with folks that may not be as welcoming or as open. And that's okay. But as I said earlier, if you're knowing you're deep down wanting that human connection, and you know that you need it and how healing it is, and you see somebody that's trying to give you that, and there's no red flags and it appears healthy, let them love you. Connect with them folks. Now, when I say connect, that's not a PG-13 word for something different. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying, you know, allow yourself to just vibe. Get to know them. See what they're like. I love hugs, right? Hugs on people that I want to hug, okay? I'm not a hugger where people just can come up and hug me because consent, right? But when I'm hugging my loved ones, it's just like, I feel good. You know what I mean? Like, I can feel the love. It's the little things. You know, people think that's little, but that's really a big thing. That shows that there's a connection there. Our hearts are connected. We kindred spirits. Like, that feels good to me to connect with the people that I love. And when I'm away from them, I can sit in the energy of a hug or a conversation and how it made me feel. And I can live in that moment. It makes me feel good. It doesn't make me miss them as bad. Even from my ancestors that are, you know, my relatives that passed that are now ancestors. I can sit in a moment that I had with them and I can just live in that. And I can feel good and I can feel happy and I can feel joyful even through me missing them, because I know that, like, I know how I felt when I had that feeling. I still feel that connection even in death, you know? So for those who have not built yet, go build. Build slowly. Build authentically. Build fully. And have a true connection. Have that connection that you truly desire, that you truly desire, okay? Learn from the animals. Animals know better. We don't. Mother Nature know better. We don't. Partnership and packs, family, that's where it's at. Okay? So with that being said, y'all, this is today's first episode of our podcast. Y'all know I do a weekly gratitude shout out every week. So in a couple of hours, I will be back with that episode. So with that being said, y'all, don't forget, support is my love language. We're going to talk about it more and more and more and more and more, because I like to... Closed mouths don't get fed, right? So don't forget to support the podcast. Please leave a review. Please share it with your homeboys, your homegirls, your loved ones. If you have not signed up for my email list, please do so. Second link in my show notes. Please click that link. And I will catch y'all in like 2 hours. So this has been another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. My name is Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. And remember, boo friends, trust the journey, trust yourself. And whatever you do, do it with love, okay? Love y'all. Peace.